Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
Money FM 89.3, you're listening to Singapore's most influential radio station, and you're in the breakfast huddle this Wednesday morning with Elliot Danko, Manisha Tank and Ryan Hwang. It is time for The Bigger Picture.
And it looks like profit-taking appears to be the theme of the day, Ryan. Overnight, the recent rally kind of went out of steam just as the S&P 500 managed to erase its losses for 2020.
Yeah, what a rollercoaster ride in the past few months. We had a huge sell-off in the early months of the year, and then we had a huge comeback. And now it seems like we are back to taking a bit of a breather in all this wild action. And just to recap, overnight, we saw the Dow snapping a six-day winning streak, and the S&P 500 also down by 0.8%, the Dow down by 1%. So with all this bits of information out there, how do market analysts and economists make sense of all this? And some of them are turning to alternative data to figure out what's going on. So let's get a bigger picture from Francis Tan. He is the investment strategist at UOB Private Bank. Morning, Francis.
Hey, good morning. Hi.
Hey, Francis, how have you been doing working from home these days?
It's been more than 2 months, and I guess there'll still be a lot more months to go for me.
Okay, so when you're at home trying to make sense of what's going on in the markets, you have the usual indicators, and looking at how things have been, there has been a bit of disconnect between what's going on in the economy and how markets are performing. And you've actually turned to some rather unusual data sets coming from Google Health. Yes. Walk us through how this works.
Right. I guess the key thing right now is that if you have been hearing many analysts, they are saying that the market is now moving way ahead of expectations. The economic data is bad. Unemployment rate is so high. GDP is in contraction. Why is the market moving so strongly in a bullish direction? One of the key things is that because we have been neglecting the real time or in fact high frequency alternative data that's been pointing to us about the successes in the reopening in some of the economies and how things has been going back more to the normal than what the economic data that we have been usually using has been pointing out. At the end of the day, if you look at just GDP numbers, it's always one quarter late. In fact, in order to know if Singapore or some other countries are having a recession, you need 2 quarters of consecutive sequential decline. And guess what? The only time to know that is sometime in July or even a confirmation in August. That will be too late. The market will have run up already. If by then you realize that, okay, recession is over, and then you start to participate in the market. So some of the key alternative data they will be using recently, which I think is quite interesting. Google Health is one very interesting one. They have temporarily made public and aggregated, but it's anonymous, no worries, data set that they accumulated from Google Maps. So all of us, we use Google Maps in our mobile phones, so they're able to track the location history of every one of us, aggregate them together by cities, by countries, and in fact, by the duration of stay in the different locations, be it residential, groceries, pharmacy, workplaces, parks, recreation, retail, transit station, blah, blah, blah. So the key thing is that they have been releasing the data during COVID-19 and comparing before COVID-19 hits us. That was a baseline where Singaporeans, in this case, has been. And certainly, I saw a big spike in the residential numbers after we enacted the circuit breaker. So very good. Singaporeans have been very listened to the government very well. Okay, that's fantastic. So we have been seeing a big spike in that and a large drop in the workplaces. So that is great. But key thing is that if we look across some of the Asian economies, and that includes countries like Vietnam, Taiwan, South Korea, Hong Kong, they are opening up. Why? We can't visit them, we can't travel there, but just looking at Google's daily data, I know that Vietnam currently is in fact higher than baseline, which means that the percentage of the population back into the workplaces is above and beyond what we saw pre-COVID-19. So that's great. That's going to support their economic opening up. That's going to support some of the risk assets over there as well. So if you compare across the various continents in the world, Asia is first right now. So being the first in, like China, and first coming out of it quite smoothly. The next one will be European countries. A lot of European countries are also opening up, even though still not back to normal yet, but at least in a faster pace compared to some of the other big countries like US, Brazil, Russia, and even India.
Yeah, Francis, you mentioned Google Health. That is a very interesting way to look at travel plans and also hints at the level of activity. And good point as well, GDP, usually backward-looking, so it's quite interesting to look more closely at real-time indicators and the high-frequency data. And one of these other data sets you're looking at is the Beijing Air Quality Index. What is this telling you right now?
Well, PSI was something that we had in Singapore have been very familiar with a while ago. Well, the PSI, I mean, Beijing is one of the cities with lots of, I mean, on a day-to-day basis, we know that they have been reporting a lot of smoke, and smoke means that industrial production is pretty high as well. But since COVID started, since the Lunar New Year, we have seen that the air quality has been getting much, much better. But that means is that there are less vehicles on the roads, and there are less factories that are opening up as well. However, there's a little bit of a pickup in the recently. Not saying that the industries are opening up very quickly, or rather the heavy industries, but we do see a little bit pickup. And the pickup points to the fact that the industries are opening up already, and the fact that the vehicles are going on the road as well. I mean, we also look at vehicle data, traffic congestion data, even vehicle sales data, whether the Chinese are opening up to discretionary purchases. We even have daily real estate transaction numbers in China. We look at excavator sales in China, all sorts of things. So all these are high frequency, in fact, daily or even weekly numbers that gives us a better feel or take whether these economies are really doing much better, sustaining and justifying the rise in asset prices, rather than just purely looking at the traditional data set.
Yeah, interesting to look at the Beijing Air Quality Index and also Google Health. We are chatting with Francis Tan. He is the investment strategist at UOB Private Bank. Francis, looking at your past view in the past month, I think we spoke to you sometime in May.
That's
and
right.
In that span of time, markets have really run up. What is your view right now? How has it changed? Are things a bit more expensive now? And you know, looking at reallocating elsewhere with this backdrop?
That's right. I guess since the bottom on the 20th of March, there has been two schools of thought. One is the bear school. They are thinking that, oh, this is a bear rally. They just hold on for a while. The other one is the bullish school, thinking that, oh, there's deep value in the market. Some equities are at amazing prices. Why not just go in and do some dollar cost averaging strategy and pick up some of the great companies that you have always been wanting to do so, but just that the price is too high. So I guess right now the bullish school is doing pretty well because they have gone in with discipline and averaging it out. But certainly some of the rise in the equity markets, particularly in the U.S., has been causing a bit of concern even for myself right now, even though I've been advocating going to the dollar cost averaging. Right now, we are seeing that the risk of a correction is a bit higher in the month of June and going forward because we know that expectations and the prices of asset prices generally overshoot and then undershoot the market. So right now, yes, I'm seeing countries opening up, but not at such a fast pace as where the assets are pricing themselves at. So, well, I guess there's ups and downs in life as well. So I think that for asset prices, there will be some correction as well. But the key thing is that do buy on the dips in some of this correction. We think that Europe has been underperforming and is quite undervalued right now. We have been allocating a bit more into Europe and thus have put our underweight of Europe now back into neutral. We are a bit cautious in emerging market Asia, not because of COVID, even though I've been pointing a very nice reopening picture, but it's really because of President Donald Trump coming and pointing his fingers in China again. And I think this time around, China will not, just nod their head and say yes to Donald Trump, because I guess it's China's strategy of thinking that they do not want Donald Trump to be a president for another 4 years. So perhaps this time around, China's strategy will be quite different and not coming up to a phase one or phase two trade deal so easily.
Yeah.
China doesn't want to live with dealing with Trump for another 4 years. And I think this time around, China will go headlong. So I think there will be increased volatility in the markets going forward. Nevertheless, a bullish trend. So buy on dips. At the end of the day, I want to leave something with our listeners today. Time in the market is more important than timing the market. So do have your own very good dollar cost averaging strategy and pick up on the dips.
Yeah, time in the market more important than timing the market. We have been chatting with Francis Tan. He is the investment strategist at UOB Private Bank. Francis, thank you for your time. Always great chatting with you.
Thank you very much.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg
or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.